السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome my sisters to continue إن شاء الله with سورة الحجرات. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. بسم الله. Start. Okay, so we start with verse number 9. الله سبحانه وتعالى says وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله فإن فاءت فأصلحوا بينهما بالعدل وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين. طيب the meaning of the verse وإن طائفتان. الطائفة is a group like a group of people like a tribe maybe it's a country so group of people and طائفتان if two groups of people two groups of believers من المؤمنين so both groups are Muslims if they fought against one another so the other believers we are obliged to try and make peace between them to reach reconciliation between them. طيب after reaching reconciliation if خلاص يعني fighting is stopped and we agreed to have peace what if one of these groups again transgresses against the other فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى so if one of them now is transgressing against the other What should the believers do in this case? فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيئَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ So fight this group which transgresses until they return and abide by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنْ فَاءَتْ طيب if this group after fighting it If they did stop the transgress and they repented and returned to the rulings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَأَقْصِطُوا So, if it complies, make peace between them or make reconciliation between them on the basis of fairness and justice. Be just and be fair. وَأَقْصِطُوا So basis of equity and justice and be just وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verily loves those who are just and as the Sheikh al-Sa'di is saying being just this should be the attribute of a believer Being, يعني, whenever we are to judge between any two people or any two groups. So a man, for example, he can be a manager in his company and he's judging between two employees or a school principal judging between two students. Any judgment between two parties, then there should be no bias because for example, this man, he's Egyptian, so I'm biased to him, so I'm favoring him. No, this is not right. Judgment should be according to the haqq, what pleases Allah here. And we don't say, khalas, يعني, for example, if I'm a mother and my two sons are quarreling, so... I love, for example, or I'm my heart is soft towards the younger one or whatever. So I say, لا خلاص. I say to the other, go and apologize or give him back so and so or pay him so and so. No, if I'm going to reconcile, then I need to be fair. And if I'm not fair, this will have a very negative effect on the. On the one whom I was unjust with, and he might hate his brother for this. So being just, it does fix a lot of relationships. It pleases Allah, and it fixes the society. And the Prophet ﷺ has a beautiful hadith regarding this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the hadith is أن المقسطين those who are just على منابر من نور عن يمين الله عز وجل. They are upon منابر, high places made of light on the right side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who are these? What يعني مقسطين, how were they fair? Those who are fair while judging in their families, يعدلون في أهليهم, like a man with his wife and his sons and daughters. وما ولوا, and if you have any responsibility, any authority over anyone, whenever you judge, you are fair. So subhanallah, يعني again we need to make sure to have these attributes, being fair in any judgment. Maybe there is a dispute between my own mother and her friend or her sister, and she asks for my opinion. I give the fair opinion, even if it is against my mother. It's not in her benefit yet. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. So believers are brothers, يعني sisters and brothers. Brothers in Islam and in Iman. And this is, subhanAllah, a very special bond by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah established between the believers. Accordingly, if any person in the furthest east or west, in Asia, in India, in Africa, in Morocco, in USA, Alaska, whatever. So any, subhanAllah, يعني, anyone in the furthest east or west is found to believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers in the last day, and he is upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon the sunnah, he is not, he has no deviations in this. Then he is a brother to the believers, with a bond of brotherhood that dictates that the believers should love for him what they love for themselves, and hate for him what they hate for themselves. This is something, subhanAllah, Allah is the one who established this ties and this bond, very strong bond. And like the scholars say, any bond, any tie which is based upon worldly relationships, it will vanish, it will end, it will be cut. But since this bond is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she is my sister in Islam for the sake of Allah. Allah is the one who made this bond, so it is an eternal bond by Allah is the everlasting. So anything which is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is everlasting. Subhanallah. Very strong bond between Muslims. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger have enjoined the believers to fulfill one another's right, and to do that which will lead to harmony and love and understanding among them. What will happen? Yeah, for now, let's now again see how the words of Allah and the verses of Allah and the commands of Allah, how this will fix the societies, fixing the society, dealing with people as brothers and sisters, caring for them, loving for them what I love for my own self, and hating for them what I hate for my own self. How the community will look like? Subhanallah, it will be perfect. Perfect community, looking at each other as brothers and sisters. So, if fighting, and that's why, whenever there is fighting occurs among them, that would lead to division, hatred, and shunning of one another. That's why it is the duty of the believers to bring about reconciliation between their brothers and strive to do that which will remove grudges and ill feelings. Now we need to reach this brotherhood and this sisterhood and this perfect community. And anything comes to disturb this perfection, to disturb this harmony and this bond and this sisterhood, then it is upon the believers to make sure to erase these grudges and to strive and make reconciliation. Okay. That's why again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةَ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. If there is any grudges between them, you need to care to remove these grudges and reach reconciliation between them. Why? Because إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةَ. We are brothers and sisters in Islam, which is subhanAllah, it is stronger than the bond of a brother to his non-Muslim. If two brothers, a Muslim and non-Muslim, this is not a bond. The true bond is between two believers. واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. طيب here again, واتقوا الله. Fearing Allah is the reason for every khair. Taqwa is the core, or the, what we say, the principle for salah al-qalb. طيب, how can I fix my heart? And how can I strive to get rid of any heart diseases like envy, being proud, like whatever, without taqwa, without fearing Allah? So at-taqwa is the reason for me, if I fear Allah and I want to protect myself from the punishment of Allah, I need to make sure to fix my heart. So if the heart is fixed, then what will follow? The limbs, the tongue, all the limbs will follow the heart. So we do need to fear Allah, and we do need to put a barrier between us and the anger of Allah and the punishment of Allah. No one can bear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. How? How to have taqwa? Follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, and refrain from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. That's it. طيب, what if he followed the command, like here in Surah Al-Hujurat? Few commands. And subhanAllah, these commands are capable of fixing many aspects in our lives. طيب, what about this command? We need to care to reconcile between Muslims, to fix any grudges or whatever. So we need to look at Muslims as that they are my brothers and sisters, loving for them what I love for myself, hating for them what I hate for myself. And whenever there is any transgression, or any grudges or any disputes, I do care to try and reconcile. واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون. سبحان الله. يعني طب what if we feared Allah and we abided by these beautiful commands of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, then we will attain the mercy of Allah. And with this mercy, we will attain the goodness of this dunya and the goodness of the hereafter. If I attain the mercy of Allah, then imagine the goodness which will come to me in every way. Subhanallah. طيب, from this we know that if we give importance to the rights of our brothers and sisters, of other Muslims, يعني giving the rights of Muslims, abiding by the rights which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to them, this is one of the greatest reasons to attain mercy. طيب, what if you have this good feelings toward Muslims, caring to educate them, caring to help them, يعني feeling the pain, if they are in a trouble, you feel the pain for them, you feel their pain and you sympathize, then definitely here you deserve the mercy of Allah. You will have the mercy of Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ, then you will be, Allah will have mercy with you, you will receive this mercy, Allah will have mercy with you. And how do we need, يعني subhanallah, يعني we do need the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do need it. So the more we have mercy with each other, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy with us. Okay, so let's stop here inshallah and to continue بإذن الله تعالى with this surah. Assalamu alaikum.